It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 10 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Looking at the number 54, Tony, but before we do that, just going to talk for a second about all the football that's going on, man. It's crazy. It's getting into conference season. Big games already here and there, and we'll be talking about all of them. But before we do that, let's talk about number 54. Lots of great players, number 54.
Again, it's a linebacker-heavy number. Brian Urlacher, a lot of people would probably put him in their top maybe 10 linebackers of all time. Zach Thomas, a great Miami Dolphin linebacker. Teddy Bruschi, who's not only was a really good linebacker for the Patriots, but he's also a big TV personality. He's on Get Up, First Take, things like that, a whole lot. Somebody near and dear to your heart, Greg, Randy White. Now, he was more of a defensive lineman than a linebacker,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
But he was mean.
He was.
He was mean. And then a couple guys pretty dear to my heart, Horace Grant, former Chicago Bull, really good big man. And then the Goose is loose, Goose Gossage.
Great name.
Yes. The Pirate, Yankee. He probably played for other teams as well. Reliever. The best thing I'd say about Goose, he's in the Hall of Fame. There's not many relievers in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I've also got two of his autographs, so I'm a big fan of Goose Gossage, and I need to thank Jacob and Jay for that.
You got that before you were before he was famous, right?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. I've got his autograph.
You got that over Hot Springs, right?
Yeah. Well, Jay and Jacob got it. Yeah. I've got his autograph on an old Pirate hat, the pillbox hats. I've got his autograph on one of those, and I've got his autograph on a baseball.
So. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about you, Tuttle? You got any Razorbacks for us?
I had to look this up because I didn't really know it. Billy Ray Smith Sr. was number 54.
Okay.
According to the interwebs.
Okay.
What number was Billy Ray Smith Jr., do you know?
Was it 3?
I was thinking 87 for some reason.
It may be. It may have been 3. He may have been 3.
We may never get to his number.
Maybe
they might fire us before then.
In pro. I don't know. That may have been the pros he was 3 or maybe I'm dreaming.
We're into those numbers right now that's hard to find Razorback players. I mean,
well, they don't. Any good linebackers?
Well, they don't put a lot. I mean, when you look at it, it's hard to go back and look for them. I mean, you got to go to the dark web to find those numbers for Razorbacks. You know, running backs. Yeah, they got those there.
We're going to assign that to you, Jeff. You're probably familiar with the dark
running
web.
Backs. Man, I had a joke right there. But.
I got you before you got me.
Oh, anyway, anything else about the number 54 before we move on?
No, but as we go through these 50s, there's a lot of good linebackers thing, man. We could get to the end of the 50s, and then we could just have a top 25 linebacker thing.
Let's do it.
Oh, that would be cool. I like that idea. So
sounds good to me. Well, let's start talking about some high school football because that sounds good to me.
All right. Hometown Poultry Supply, now open in Nashville, right next door to McDonald's at 1516 South 4th Street, your new poultry supply and equipment dealer serving all of Southwest Arkansas and beyond. Whether you're building new houses or retrofitting old ones, we've been in your shoes. We're growers ourselves, so we know what works and what doesn't. I'm talking turnkey construction. I'm talking 24/7 in repair and top brands in the industry. So, at Hometown Poultry Supply, they take care of you better than they take care of themselves. Come see them today.
And now we're going to talk about the Nashville Scrappers. Nashville Scrappers homecoming last week. They put a whooping on the Fountain Lake Cobras.
62-26.
Yeah, what a homecoming game.
Yeah.
I got to chance to talk to Coach Cheshire, and we'll listen to that in just a few minutes. But I told him I didn't know who the homecoming queen was. I didn't know her name, but I knew who the homecoming king was, and that was Jacoby Hobson. Yeah. Well, he had an outstanding game, man. But, you know, the thing about it is, in that conference, it doesn't get easy.
No.
Now they get to go to Bauxite.
Well, you talk about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's the Bauxite Miners. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to tell what Bauxite. I mean, you're going to go up there to, I think they call their field the pit.
Yeah.
And you don't know whether Dr. Jekyll's going to walk out or Mr. Hyde because they put it on Magnolia. Mm-hmm. Magnolia put it on Nashville. But Nashville beats Arkadelphia. And last week, Arkadelphia put it on Bauxite. So it's just, like you say, it's a, you know, reach your hand in a sack and pull out somebody.
But, you know, Arkadelphia is going to put it on a lot of teams. Mm-hmm. And one thing I'll say about Bauxite, if you looked at the scoring summary there, they got down 21. They came back and tied the game up.
Right.
And then Arkadelphia pulled
it
away.
It will not be easy at Bauxite.
No, at Bauxite, it won't be an easy task.
It will not, because you might be playing more than 11.
Yeah.
Just saying. You can make of that comment what you want, but so you nothing, might be playing more than 11.
Nothing has changed since they were Class 2A.
You are in the pit. It's like a cage match.
It is. It is like a chair match.
Yeah, that's right. But every game from now on for the Scrappers is going to be difficult games because that conference is just so tough. But, you know, they're tough too.
Absolutely.
They've done really well both offensively and defensively, and I look for them to continue to do that. And let's talk to Coach Brad Cheshire and see what he says about it.
All right, I'm here with Coach Brad Cheshire of the Nashville Scrappers. And, Coach, man, what a big win Friday night over the Arkadelphia Badgers.
Well, no doubt. It was a really good atmosphere, really good crowd on both sides, a really good football game by two really good football teams in 4A, and just thrilled to be able to come out of that one on top. I'm just excited for our kids, our team, our community. You know, that game hasn't gone our way for the last several years. And, you know, you had a team, Arkadelphia that was returned a lot of kids off of last year's state championship team. And we knew we had our hands full, but our kids fought for four quarters, and it literally came down to the very last play of the game. So extremely proud of them. Got to continue to grow moving forward.
Well, I know that, defense played a big role in that win, really played well. If I'm not mistaken, had two defensive touchdowns.
Yes, had a interception for a touchdown early in the game and in the first half, and then ended up having a strip sack with a scoop and score in the fourth quarter. So those two scores were huge and played really well on defense. Ended up, you know, they hit us on, I tell you, probably one of the biggest plays of the game. Arkadelphia had a 85-yard completion. We had some missed tackles, and he broke free. And we had two of our kids, Josh Walker and Miles Hawthorne, that caught him, tackled him on about the 3-yard line, and we end up holding them to a field goal. So that was huge. You know, if they score there, we probably don't win that game. But just a lot of good effort defensively Friday night, and was proud of the way we swarmed around and played defensively.
And that's not to leave the offense out. They had a good night too. So,
offensively, you know, if you would have told me, I mean, you know, obviously we're getting a whole lot better, but Arkadelphia's defense, I mean, if you watched that game Friday night, you saw probably the two best defenses in 4A. And I know that there's some other defenses out there that are still really good, you know, and I'm not going to take anything away from them, but you know, us and Arkadelphia have two of the top defenses in the state. And so I knew it was going to be extremely difficult for us to be able to move the football, just as I knew it'd be extremely difficult for them to move the football. But if you would have told me that we'd have a total of 307 yards and, you know, be able to throw for 108 and rush for 199, I would have told you, man, I'm just not sure, you know. But offensively, we were able to move the football. Where we struggled offensively is we struggled in the red zone. You know, we got down there and had first and goal two or three times and had turnover on downs. And so we got to, as a coaching staff, you know, that's something that we met about Sunday, and we've got to put a lot of emphasis on just our red zone offense this week, and we've got to get some things fixed there because we had opportunities to go score. I mean, two or three times we had opportunities to score, and so we've got to be better in our red zone offense. We've got to be better in our third down, third and long offensively. But yes, we had some explosive plays offensively, and I saw a lot of good things that we can build on and get better at this week.
Well, and speaking of this week, you have Fountain Lake coming in every coach's dream week. It's homecoming.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't get into the whole, you know, homecoming dilemma. You know, obviously, you it can be a distraction if you allow it. But, you know, we're going to make sure that that we're doing everything in our power to keep the main thing and keep growing. And I have no doubt that our kids will be prepared and come ready to fight and compete Friday night.
Well, in Fountain Lake, you know, in Fountain Lake, you got a team that before this rotation with the AAA, they were playing 8-man football. They came back to play 11-man in this rotation. So probably, if I recall correctly, I think they lost to Bauxite Friday night. Probably a game that you've got to be careful that you don't overlook the Cobras.
No, there's no doubt. And there's a lot of teams in this conference that you cannot overlook. Just because we beat a good football team this past Friday doesn't mean that everybody else is going to lay down for us. Doesn't mean that the other games are going to be easy at all. And that's one thing that we've got to make sure that our kids understand this week. And, you know, Fountain Lake lost to a very competitive Bauxite team by just a touchdown Friday. You know, when you take a Bauxite team that beat Magnolia a few weeks ago, you know, 40-22, you know, the same Magnolia team we lost to. So, but this Fountain Lake team is a very much improved Fountain Lake team that we're going to have to be well prepared for. And there's no doubt if we go out there and take them lightly and we don't play hard and we make a bunch of mental and physical mistakes, this team will sneak up on you and can ruin a really good feeling, you know, that we've had for the past few days.
Yeah. And you definitely don't want to do that, especially on homecoming.
No, ain't no doubt. No doubt. But you know, we've got obviously the community's excited, the school district's excited right now just about the direction we're going. We have to stay humble as a football program. Look, we still have five games left or six. I don't know how many games we play. Six, you know, games left of the regular season. We still have six conference opponents to play. And we have to take this thing one day at a time, and I have no doubt that we will. But at the end of the day, we are the National Scrappers. This is what, and again, I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but you know, this is the tradition that we have. This is who we are. We're going to continue to play disciplined football. And be as disciplined fundamentally as we can each and every week, not overlook anybody, go play extremely hard, do what coach should do, and I expect us fully to do that this Friday.
Man, that sounds like a good plan. And just congratulations on an outstanding victory for the entire team last week. And look forward to talking to you next week about a homecoming victory over the Fountain Lake Cobras.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you.
For decades, York Gary Autoplex has stood side by side with Scrapper Sports. They know the value of hard work, dedication, and teamwork, the same values that drive both the Scrappers and York Gary. From sponsoring athletics to serving families across generations, York Gary proves every day that they go beyond expectations. Scrapper fans, when you need a new Chevy, GMC, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, or Chrysler, there's only one name to remember: York Gary Autoplex.
Let's talk about the Mena Bearcats for a minute. The Mena Bearcats beat Lamar 21-0.
Lamar who?
Lamar Warriors.
Oh.
From Lamar, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them 21-0. And Tony, we talked about that last week. Kind of expected a closer game.
Yeah. Lamar is one of those teams that, you know, are going to be in a battle for a playoff spot. Probably one of those last playoff spots. And that's going to be Mena's schedule pretty much going forward. I think they have what I'll call, Coach Bentley would never call anybody a breather. I do think they have a couple in their conference, but, boy, there's not very many. And it's definitely not one this week as they host the Ozark Hillbillies, who are also 4-1, who destroyed the Dover Pirates Friday night 71-7. So it'll be big doings in Mena Friday night. Just a side note on the game with Lamar. Ryder House had 21 tackles. I think he had 22 the week before, which means he's had 43 tackles in the last 2 weeks. That's a season. Mm-hmm. For a good football player, that 43 tackles would be a good season.
Yeah.
Chance Hughes had a big interception return for a touchdown. Coach Bentley talked about how well the line played offensively and defensively. Mena controlled the line of scrimmage, and so often in football, especially high school football, if you can control the line of scrimmage, you control the football game, and that's what happened Friday night.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, looking at some other stats, I mean, a lot of teams' leaders right now are somewhere around 50.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And he's had 43 in two games. Amazing job by that young man. Let's talk to Coach Bentley and see what he says.
Coach Bentley, the Mena Bearcats, and Mena got a big win this week on the road at Lamar, 21-0. Defense must have played really well, Coach.
Yeah, they did. Really, really proud of them. And our coaches on that side of the ball and our players did a great job. You know, it's our third shutout of the year, which is really hard to do no matter who you're playing. And
yeah, five games in to already have three shutouts. That's pretty. Yeah. I didn't realize that till you just said it, but that's a pretty remarkable stat.
Yeah, really proud of them. And, you know, we kind of, you know, we didn't have a bad defensive game against Pottsville, you know, but we kind of, you know, didn't play up to our level and our standards. So to be able to come back against a good Lamar team and do that and force the turnovers and everything, really, really excited for them. And, you know, something definitely we can build on going forward too.
Who had big games for the Bearcats versus the Warriors?
Ryder House, another guy, again, you've heard that name a lot. They had 21 tackles. He's had over 40 tackles. He's had over 40 tackles in the last two games. And
he's on a pace for like 150 or something like that.
He's been impressive. And Chance Hughes had an interception return for a touchdown. Tyson Baber had a great catch and took it and scored and did some things. Our quarterback safety, Tripp Hensley, had another good game playing on both sides of the ball. Thought our offensive line did a good job. You know, we were mixing and matching, kind of going through and trying to feel for an injury. And I thought they did a really good job bouncing back after a tough week the week before.
Sounds like your offensive and defensive fronts both played really well.
Yeah, they did. They did. And so Max Dollar had Tucker Strickland, both those guys caused a lot of havoc. So, you know, good night for several guys on that side of the ball. Still some things we need to clean up to get to where we need to be, but a good night for everybody.
Well, Coach, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a game where you come out of and said, we got it perfect, we don't have to work on anything?
Yeah, not very often. That doesn't happen very often. We wouldn't be coaches if that was the case. Or not very good ones anyway.
You're exactly right. Well, this week it is it's the Ozark Hillbillies, and Ozark also 4-1 on the year. You guys host them, and Ozark seems to have a pretty good ball team this year.
Yeah, I mean, great. I think they have a good coaching staff, and I don't know Coach Watson too much personally, but I know about him from keeping up with him when he was at Salem and did a great job there. Got those kids playing hard, man, and doing some good things. And of course, they're Ozarks, so they're going to be physical. They're going to have good size and some good athletes. They got a running back who can fly. Probably one of the fastest kids I've ever seen. And so, you know, they're a good football team, and they got a kind of a renewed sense of competitiveness and getting after it. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Yeah, they took I don't know what they had against the Dover Pirates, but they took it out on them Friday night, 71-7.
Yeah. Boy, they had a good game last week. They've had a good start to their year for sure, and we're excited about it. Our kids, you know, are fired up for this game. Glad to be home, and you know, kind of got that renewed sense of urgency and that renewed chip on their shoulder after last week. So it'll be a good matchup, I think.
Well, and another one of those games that you and I have talked about, there's four or five really good teams in your league. There's a possibility of one of those teams getting left out, and this will be another game that kind of big in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, especially for us, I mean, our first two or three games are playoff games technically for us.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting there playing and trying to work through the seeding and whatever or not, but you know, again, being more process-oriented is where we're focused at, so, you know, we're not so much worried about beating Ozark per se. I mean, we're worried about our processes every day that give us that opportunity to beat them. And so, you know, that's where our emphasis, I think, like I said, I think early on we kind of were more outcome oriented, and I think that hurt us, and that was my fault as a coach. But we've shifted to more of a process oriented philosophy, I think, which has been important. You know, worry about your daily habits more than anything.
Coach, you've always been gracious with your time, willing to talk to us, and I really appreciate it. And hopefully we're talking about a Bearcat win next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You have a great day.
At Pilgrims, our vision guides everything we do to be the best and most respected company in our industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for our team members. From education and recreation to healthcare and social services, Pilgrims invests in meaningful community projects that have lasting benefits for our team members and our neighbors. We have provided meaningful investments in projects that will have a lasting impact for generations to come. We are also building the largest free college tuition program in rural America, Better Futures. Pilgrims is providing team members and their child dependents the opportunity to pursue their higher education dreams for associate degrees and trade certificates at community and technical colleges, tuition free. Opportunity awaits. Join our talent community today and visit jobs.pilgrims.com.
Time to talk about the Dierks Outlaws. The Dierks Outlaws lost a heartbreaker to the Spring Hill Bears 22-20. And I got the opportunity to listen to some of that, you know, and I thought Larry the Cable Guy did a great job in the play-by-play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it was good to have Todd Moore back on there with us for a little while.
Yeah. I got to listen to y'all. It was great. You know, and I, you know, I'm kidding you, but my wife, when she walked in, let me listen to her, she says, is that Larry the Cable Guy?
Does she know how handsome Larry the Cable Guy is?
Probably not.
Not from the radio, huh?
No. You did a great job.
Thank you.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
It was a great ball game. Outlaws lost 22-20. Had their opportunities to win, and you know, couldn't capitalize on a few things. Questionable call or two. Didn't go their way. But you can't blame the game on that. I mean, you have to take advantage of your opportunities. They had the ball first and goal at 5-6 yard line late in the game, and ended up with a turnover on downs with a sack, you know, and tough loss. I'll run down just a few numbers real quick because I know Coach Ernest, y'all have talked to him, and he's got some things to say. But Drake Thatcher led the rushing, 12 carries, 83 yards. McLean Smith, 13 carries for 75 yards and a touchdown. Thatcher had a two-point conversion. Beckman had 206 yards passing with a 98-yard touchdown pass to Ben Ernest. I asked somebody if that was the longest play they could remember, and they said, well, it would have to be 99 to be farther than that. So I guess so. So they kind of punked me out, really.
Mm-hmm.
But leading the tackle chart for the Outlaws is going to be Mason Smith with 11. Bailey had 5. A few of these guys that don't get mentioned a lot, you know, and I thought a really good game for the Outlaws. Cooper Smith, sophomore, had 4 tackles. and they were big tackles. You know, a lot of times you'll have tackles and they just come at the right time, and it seemed like he had that kind of game for the Outlaws. Brayson Talley had six, you know.
So I got a question for you. And you know, since we've been doing this, I'm not sure that I know, y'all lost to Spring Hill last year too, right?
I can't remember.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Well, it just seems like y'all have a really hard time with Spring Hill.
I'm trying to forget losing to them last Friday.
Yeah.
Not to mention last year.
I understand. I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on why that. It's not a really big rivalry, is it?
No, not really. It was, you know, like in the mid-2000s. Okay. Some of those Ben McLaughlin teams. Yeah. And some of those, they had some kids, which those kids – trying to think of his name right now. Askew, you know, their sons are playing now, and
right.
It's fun to call those names that you've called 20 years ago.
But. Right, right. Well, I just wondered if you had any thoughts on it, because it seems like no matter how good either one of y'all are, it just kind of – it's always a battle to the end, seems like.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some really good games over the years.
Dirks travels to one of their rivals, though, this week. The Murfreesboro Rattlers, and favorite spot for Tuttle because he gets to call the game from the parking lot. They don't let him in. They don't let him inside.
You're not allowed in there.
No, I've been banned.
You've been banned.
It's self-banned, though. I've done
okay.
it myself.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. That is a rivalry. You mentioned that. You know, this one goes back years, and that. Well, just to kind of elaborate on that, Tyler, since you might not know the story, they put me on top of the press box in a lightning storm one night.
That's right.
So I've refused to go back in there, even though they tried to get me to come in there.
Yeah.
I might take them up on it someday. But, no, the Rattlers, you know, that's going to be a good matchup. It's at Murfreesboro, always a tough place to play. They're one of the few teams, and I can say this in 2A. I don't know how y'all see it in y'all's 4A and 5A trips. They're one of the few teams that have the crowd that matches the Outlaws week in and week out. They travel. They bring them to Derrick's, and we take them there. I mean, it'll be a big crowd, be a heck of an environment. And, you know, it's going to have big seeding playoff implications down the road the way an upset or two has fallen. They'll be led on offense by Cooper Caldwell at quarterback, and he's got some good receivers. But their main threat, I believe, for us is going to be stopping Bubba Stinson. He's a heck of a running back for the Rattlers, so that's something the Outlaws will have to focus on.
Let's see what Coach Paul Ernest has to say about last week's game and the upcoming game against the Murfreesboro Rattlers.
Here with Coach Paul Ernest of the Dirks Outlaws. Coach, you and I talked last week about the Spring Hill Bears, and you know they were much better, and the potential that they would play real well Friday night, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you know, we knew that they had the ability to milk the clock and to shorten the game, and you know, we kind of want to extend the game. They did a good job playing keep away in the first half and had a great game plan. I still feel like or felt like we were the better team. I made a couple mistakes throughout the game that really hurt us. One of those things that over the weekend I haven't been doing very well personally because of it. But, you know, it just bothers you when you know you make a mistake as a player. You know, you get on to the kids when they make mistakes, and when you make one as a coach, it's really difficult. And so, you know, it's been a hard weekend, long weekend, but, you know, we get back to work and get ready for the Murfreesboro Rattlers.
That's right. One of the great things about, and I've never been a coach, but I have been a player, is you are able to turn that page and you get to the next chapter in the book, and that's the Murfreesboro Rattlers. And Coach, kind of a rivalry game for you guys.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit more than a rivalry game. It's probably more of like a, a family feud type thing. We've got lots of the same last names and grandparents.
Like a Hatfield and McCoy thing?
I'm sorry?
Like a Hatfield and McCoy thing?
Yeah, except for it seems like it's you know, the same last name. I mean, one that strikes me is I know that there's amounts and amounts, and I guess Testers, there's Esters, and there's all kinds of same families, and they love seeing each other all year long, except for, you know, on the athletic field, and then it's a battle. So we're looking forward to it, and I know they are too.
Well, you know, one thing before we move on from the Spring Hill game is I got to watch the replay on the Arkansas Sports Network on their feed. Have you ever had a player catch a 98-yard touchdown pass?
No, you know, I think that's the longest in my coaching career, 98 yards. I did have one that was over 90, but I don't really remember exactly, but I don't believe it. I think 98 yards is the longest I've had. I kind of have a philosophy that probably goes against everything. I get kind of blasted for stuff like that, so I don't really care. But I think that when you're backed up in your own end zone, that's the best time to try to throw it deep. I mean, it's hard to defend deep. It's even harder when you got 99 yards back behind you. So where I'm not much of a pound it up the middle and then punt it away, trying to get room to punt it away guy. So we came out and we threw a little out route, and it was incomplete. I think we either dropped it or it was a bad throw. Can't remember. So I came right back, sprinted to a little corner snag concept, and quarterback made a great throw, and then the receiver made a nice catch and broke a tackle, went up sideline. So
I believe that receiver was Ben Ernest.
It was Ben Ernest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he has yet to mention it, I think, over the weekend, but because I've been in such a foul mood. But I believe we've kind of determined, we think it might be a school record. And if it is, then that makes 2 weeks in a row that we have broken a school record in the passing game. So I guess there's a silver lining a little bit, but, you know, still losing the game and feeling like you as a coach had more of a role in that than what you'd like is still kind of one of those things that's hard.
And I understand that. Let's talk a little bit about this T-Mobile thing that, you know, I told you before we hit the record button, it's kind of developed a life of its own. It's kind of got its own identity now. And this is not just the Derrick's Outlaws, as great as your community is. This is Southwest Arkansas. This is Arkansas. And frankly, all around the country.
Oh, it's unreal. You know, I know that Bryant School District has put something out on their social media and on their page. Gentry High School, where I was at from 2015 to 2020, they put it on their school page to go vote for Derrick's. Springdale has put it on theirs. I mean, it's just amazing. And I think some of it is pride in Arkansas. And I also think some of it is a little bit of, you know, just, and not to sound like it's a really bad thing, but, it, you know, there's been some comments made by other schools in the competition, and I think they kind of got some people even outside of Derrick's fired up. You know, one of the comments that was made was how are they winning by so much? I don't even know anybody that knows anybody in Arkansas. And I think that bothered some people. It bothered me, I can tell you that. And then, you know, I had talked to some other people, and they wanted to show them that, you know, we are, you know, part of this great nation too. And we're going to get behind our school, and we're going to vote, and we're going to do everything that we can. And it's been just phenomenal. I mean, I know that we have people voting on a regular basis in the states of Virginia, Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. So,
well, you can add West Virginia to that too.
Okay. I'll add West Virginia to that. So it's been truly amazing.
That is awesome. You know, I've said it before. I've lived several different places, could live several different places if a church would have me. And I love Southwest Arkansas. The sense of community here is like no other place. And it's awesome when everybody gets on the same side of the rope and pulls and what we can accomplish together.
Oh, there is no doubt about that. And, you know, for us, a lot of people don't know this, you know, I mean, the driving force behind this whole thing has, you know, been, it's a group of people, but they had a vision of what they wanted to do. They put a plan together, and honestly, I don't think initially they thought that we could even get this far. I think they were kind of hoping just to get that initial $5,000, we're a school kind of deal. And then as it grew, but Adriana Hogg and Crystal Green, Kara Tedford, Jeff Tuttle, Cody Kedford, it just phenomenal. My wife in the school of what she does, Jennifer Ernest, and then just everybody looking to do just some part. It doesn't even have to be a big part. They just want to do something. And it's beautiful. Nikki Fields. I mean, it is a beautiful thing to see.
I would encourage everyone who listens to this show, share it on your social media. Even if you just get five people to vote by sharing it on your social media, those five votes add up. And if they vote every day, they add up quick. I saw a shout out from Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders to vote for the Outlaws this morning. I mean, this thing is catching fire, and I would love to be in a position where the Outlaws could just almost run off and hide. But, you know, you got to keep it going all the way to the finish line and beat this other school by so many votes that leaves no doubt.
Leaves no doubt. Just finish. We talk about it all the time. Just finish. So, yeah, my favorite personally so far, I think, has been it's kind of a close one to me, but because I really like the Tow Mater and Larry the Cable Guy. But, you know, I loved John Gruden's shout out. I just thought that was great. So it's been great.
Jeff Foxworthy. I mean, several athletes. It has been incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
No, me either.
Coach, and if you're listening, and you're wondering what we're talking about, you can go to my Facebook page, Tony Stowers, the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. I'm reposting every day. The Sports Page on the Air is reposting every day, or anything related to Derek's Outlaw Athletics, and be a part of this. Be a part of doing something wonderful for our community.
Yes, sir. And, you know, our seniors, how much they've grasped it has been beautiful to see too, because they know 100% they're not going to, as players, benefit from this. But like Mason Smith said the other day, you know, he's a fourth generation Outlaw, and this is for his kids and his grandkids. And I thought that was a great way for them to look at it. So, you know, just get out there and vote, support these kids, because their hearts and their minds are definitely in the right place. And one more thing I put something out on this, and I want to say our kids are pretty phenomenal. Our seniors paint our field. We do the lining as coaches, as much as I hate to admit that sometimes, but we do the lining as coaches. But the numbers and the logo is kind of a tradition at Derek's that the seniors do the logo and juniors do the numbers. And anyway, we always outline them in black or blue. And with the T-Mobile game, I wanted to do it in magenta. And when I went to the seniors about it, they didn't ask anything other than, can we do it for the whole month of October for breast cancer awareness? We don't want to do it just for this game. And I thought that was telling for our seniors. They didn't mind changing the color up a little bit for tradition, but they wanted to do it for more than $1 million. And I just thought that was beautiful. And that was Connor Bailey and Peyton Beckman and Ben Ernest. And I mean, those guys, they're committed to seeing this thing through, and they're great kids.
Well, as a husband of a breast cancer survivor, I really appreciate that. And doesn't surprise me a bit with the young men that you have. Coach, I always enjoy talking to you, and hopefully next week we'll be talking about an Outlaw win and a bigger lead in this contest.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it very much, Tony, and go Outlaws.
Go Outlaws.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic here to assist you in meeting all of your veterinary needs in Southwest Arkansas. Think of them as your other family doctor. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West in DeQueen. You can give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. To schedule your appointment today, and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, you can call them at 870-898-5181. And join the rest of the community that believes in Martin Veterinary Service. Just look at their reviews. 5 stars across the board. You can trust no one better to take care of your furry one's needs, whether big or small. Routine checkups, spay and neutering, medications, and so much more. Place your trust in Martin Veterinary Services and you won't be disappointed. They're huge pillars of the community as well, sponsoring local sports, community events, and fundraisers, so much more. Southwest Arkansas thanks to Queen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Services for the excellent care they provide. Martin Veterinary Services, proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
Time to talk about the Costot River Eagles. And Tony, the Eagles played their last varsity football game this year.
Yeah, went to Dardanelle, played their JV. I think they had 13 varsity players and played them really well. Dakota Barrett, again, talked about Chris Carterby, talked about Brandon Mitchell, their tight end, their middle linebacker. Of course, Carterby plays QB. Only two seniors they have, and how much those two young men have meant to the program. You know, that they they have really set up something for future generations. And they're not, you know, we talked about this, they're not really going to reap the benefits of this blood, sweat, and tears that they put into this thing. They only got to go out under the Friday night lights a couple of times. But next year, Causatot River is going to be in 3A. They're probably going to be in that Northern Conference. And they owe those two young men a lot. He wanted to recognize them. In the junior high game, they got off to a 22-8 lead and ended up, Dardanelle came back. They lost 30-22. Braden Knox had a big game for the Eagles. And Coach Barrett was very proud of the way the Eagles played yesterday. The junior Eagles still have one game left. They'll go to Horatio next Thursday. And, of course, the varsity season's over. Coach Barrett said that he's going to take a solid 10-12-hour break, and they're going to start basketball practice today.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's time for basketball.
That's right. That's right.
So we'll be talking about that soon. But, hey, just, you know, want to mention how excited I am for that Causatot River Eagle program and what Coach Barrett and those kids have done to get it going. I mean, it's, you know, that's a monumental task, and they've taken it on and never given up and just still playing and still growing. And they, now they're to the point where next year they're going to be in a regular conference and playing games every week, Thursday and Friday nights. And so look forward to hearing from that in the future.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Let's see what Coach Barrett says about the season and next season.
Coach Dakota Barrett, the Causatot River Eagles. And, Coach, another busy week in Eagle Nation.
Yeah, I tell you what, we went to Dardanelle last night. Winnebago had two games, played junior high football. That was our first game, went at them. Played their first defense, our first team defense over there. And, put 22 points on them in the first half.
Wow.
Couldn't close it out. We're up 22-8. They had returned to kickoff. We've struggled in special teams early in the year, and it's kind of catching back up to us now. Now we've got 22-8, and we come out of halftime, and we fumble it three times, and we lose the game 28-22. And just a or 30-22, and it just a heartbreaker and how it shook out. But our kids were flying to the football the first half. Braden Knott breaks one big. He takes 165 yards to the house. We throw a fade. He takes it for 50 yards. Had some really bright spots, but just couldn't close it out. And then we move over to senior high. I walked out there with 12 kids last night. We got some banged up, got a few in trouble. Just kind of how it works out in high school, I think. But ended up right tackle, sprained his ankle on first play of the game. I'm down to 11. And we tough it out, and we lost that one. They were a good team. Dardanelle's the twos. I promise you could compete in 2A. But they're the real deal. Their coach,
their fours are at the very top of 4A, or their ones are at the very top of 4A.
So, I'm telling you, they are a good crew. They're very well coached. Dardanelle, great hospitality to us. We've got Chris Carterby, him and Branson Mitchell. It's going to would be their last football game. I'm so thankful for them guys, first ever high school football team. And they come in and, do what we need them to do as seniors. And I hate it for them. They don't really get any of the Friday night lights. They don't get the music. They don't get the fans. They don't get the home games. To them, it probably seems pointless, but they paved the way for us. And paved the way for Causatot River football, and I'm sure thankful for them too. I just want to make sure we speak about them. And Branson played tight end, a middle linebacker for us. Chris played all over the place, was our leading rusher, and really set the stage for Causatot to be successful moving forward. So I'm sure thankful for them guys.
Well, and you're exactly right. And we've talked about this before, but I don't think it can be over talked about or overemphasized. Putting the ball on the tee, the genesis of a football program. Most of these football programs in Southwest Arkansas have been around 100 years, so You know, it's just a remarkable achievement. It says a lot about you and your coaches and your players. They have persevered, and there's going to be fruit to be reaped going forward. And, you know, it speaks to a level of selflessness when players like Carterby and Mitchell put themselves out there, and they're not necessarily going to garner a lot of the things that are going to come the Eagles' way going forward, but it couldn't have happened without them.
No, absolutely. They won't get much, you know, they're not going to get the crowd. They're not going to get the cheers or the pat on the backs, but what they're doing, the Lord bless them for later down the road. And I told them, you know, I hope to see them back. And I know we talked about the Friday Night Lights. We talked about filling the home stands and all that stuff. I want them two to come be a part of that. You know, come be in the stands with them, come a cheer, come. They know the work that the team puts in where this community might not understand that quite yet. But our kids work really hard, and, first year high school or not, we went out and competed, wrapped up senior high season last night. That's where it ends for us. But thankful for them two guys right there. And, all we've got left is, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, we travel over to Horatio. And we play one more regular junior high football game down there. And we won it when we were down there earlier in the year. I know Coach Willis has got them guys fired up, ready to go. And they are improving weekly. I know that for a fact. He does a great job with them. But our hopes is to go down there. And offensively, we know who we are. We've kind of, I'm not going to say we peaked, but we know the ins and outs of us. Well, we're putting pressure on our kids. We want to see defensively. Let's go down there and do what we can do. You know, we're preaching our kids. We want to shut out next Thursday. And you know, I know that's a big ask, but that's our expectation. And, you know, we want to go win the football game.
Well, and, you know, you know, this season kind of looks different from most team season. You played a lot of Monday night, a lot of Thursday night, very few Friday nights, but next year, it's going to look just like everybody else, right?
Well, it's going to look like everybody else. They're putting us in a conference. We will be in the 3A. It's looking like we will probably end up in the North Conference. We've talked about that a little bit before, but we're fired up, man. I can't stress to you enough how thankful I am for our coaches, too. Playing Monday night games and turn around playing on the same Thursday, or playing a Tuesday and playing the same Thursday, and our coaches are always up for it. It makes it tough. You're not in a routine. Your practices never look the same week to week, day to day. And I think we will be better once we get in a conference. We get that Thursday, Friday routine going. We can have our runs on Monday and film, and then get in our practice Tuesday and Wednesday and pregame Thursdays. I think that'll be big for our program. Man, this community's rallied behind us, school board's behind us, superintendent's behind us, all the admin's all about it. And that's what it takes to make it work. And we're fired up for Cosstock River football, and we're here to stay, I can tell you that.
Man, that is awesome. Well, Coach, we will talk next week. We'll kind of preview the game with Horatio, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. But you have just been so gracious with your time, and I'm so impressed with you. And I know that you're not a guy that's going to accept a lot of accolades, but you deserve a lot of them, and it's just been a pleasure.
Well, man, I tell y'all this all the time, but I appreciate y'all, and y'all brought a lot down here in Southwest Arkansas to football, and not only football, just sports in general. And high school, we're switching gear. We finished football last night, our first high school practices today for basketball. So wow. not much time in between, but
you're going to get a solid 12 hours off.
Yeah, we got 12 hours, and we broke out the basketball play sheets last night. I thought I better look over those one more time. So, but we're still in football mode around here. We still got a week and a half left of it. We're planning on going to take care of business as ratio and get ready to rock and roll to wrap up the season.
Coach, I appreciate your time, and go Eagles.
Thank y'all. Go Eagles.
And now it's time for my favorite part of the show, and that is the awards section. And where we hand out all of these great players of the area and great awards going out. So you guys want to kick it off?
We sure do. And we're going to start with the Queen, and that's sponsored by Shelter Insurance, the Woods Agency, Inc., and that's going to be?
Gail Angelis, defensive back for the Leopards, had 6 tackles, played real well in the loss to Parkview.
And moving on, we're going to talk about Ashdown, and that's sponsored by Domtar.
A name you've heard before, Riley Williamson, goes 12 of 16 for 241 through the air. He rushes for another 97 and five total touchdowns.
Horatio, their sponsor is Horatio State Bank.
Another familiar name, Marvin Martinez, Mr. Everything for the Lions.
Yep. And moving on to Foreman, which is also sponsored by the Horatio State Bank.
Colin Easter going to get our Gator Player of the Week.
Nashville, and Nashville is sponsored by Loveless Refrigeration.
Tucker Dixon, 15 carries, 145 yards, and two touchdowns.
And the Dirks Player of the Week is going to be sponsored by Todd Moore Shelter Insurance.
Drake Thatcher, 12 carries, 83 yards, and a two-point conversion.
The MENA is sponsored by Union Bank of MENA.
Chance Hughes had an interception return for a touchdown that ended up being big in the win over Lamar.
And moving on to Costot River, that's also sponsored by the Union Bank of MENA.
They want to recognize their seniors. Chris Carterby, senior quarterback, and senior tight end middle linebacker Branson Mitchell.
All right, moving on to the awards for offensive and defensive player and the player of the area. The offensive player of the area is sponsored by Toad Thumper Lures, and that's going to be
Nashville quarterback Jacoby Hobson, 8 of 12 in the air for 57 yards and a touchdown, 15 carries for 174 yards and two touchdowns on the ground.
The defensive player of the area sponsored by Horatio State Bank is
Dirks Outlaws' Mason Smith had 11 tackles, and I know Coach Ernest mentioned a couple weeks ago he's playing hurt and just an outstanding young man.
And then the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area, sponsored by Mud Creek Designs.
Going to be Ryder House, who's had more tackles in 2 weeks than I've ever heard of, and I've statted just about my whole adult life, 43 tackles over 2 weeks, 22 this past week against Lamar, and man, he is one tough Bearcat.
The DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week this week will be
the Dirks Outlaws travel to the Murfreesboro Rattlers. Coach Ernest, we kind of talked about this. I asked him if it was Hatfield McCoy's. He said, no, it's Hatfield's versus Hatfield's. There's just so much relatives involved in this thing, and that's going to be our game of the week.
Sounds good.
UA Cossetot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. Visit cccua.edu today to find out everything you need about UA Cossetot, including how to apply and enroll, all of their programs of study, financial information like how to pay for college, and all of the scholarship opportunities for our community. You can even learn about their technical programs like automotive and diesel service technology and so much more. UA Cossetot has such a wide array of programs available to you, there's no reason to wait. This doesn't just apply to high school graduates either. If you're still in high school, visit cccua.edu and learn about UA Cossetot's high school programs. Sophomores, juniors, and seniors are able to take up to 15 credit hours for free per semester through the Access to Acceleration Scholarship Program. No extra paperwork is required by the student for this scholarship, as the High School Programs Department ensures their information is submitted to state institutions for reimbursement. Medical professions, industrial technology, welding technology, and so much more. Ready to start when you are. Visit cccua.edu today and see what UA Cossetot can offer you. UA Cossetot. If you start here, you can go anywhere.
That's all we have for high school, but we want to talk about something really special before we get into the national sports scene, and that's the Dirks Outlaws and the T-Mobile FN5GL. Okay.
And it has kind of turned into a national thing, Greg.
It has.
I mean, there's people all over the country voting for the Outlaws. We appreciate it. At halftime of the Spring Hill game Friday night, they presented the $25,000 check for making the top 25, and things are down to voting now. And so get on your email accounts and vote for the Outlaws. People are doing it everywhere, and from what I hear, if you're not, you're not very cool.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true, because we're all doing it, right?
That's right. Absolutely. I know somebody that can tell you a little more about it.
Who's that?
Crystal Green.
Okay, we're here today with Crystal Green from the Dirks Outlaws, and she's got something to tell us about the T-Mobile FN5GL contest that the Outlaws are currently leading. Crystal, take it away.
Well, we're so excited that we are in the top 25 in the nation in the T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights contest, and it's sponsored by Rob Gronkowski and Patrick Mahomes and T-Mobile, of course, and it's for a complete stadium makeover. So if we win this contest, T-Mobile will come in, and it's up to $1 million in stadium renovations, a weight room sponsored by Rob Gronkowski, all kinds of extras. And it's just, we've had the most amazing opportunity to be involved in this contest. And honestly, entering this thing, when I first applied for it, I thought this was a needle in a haystack chance. But here we are, top 25. We're leading the votes right now, but we can't let up on the momentum because we've got 24 other schools behind us that are trying for the same thing, and they're motivated too. But we are just so excited, and we love the support that we've received from everyone around the state and our communities, not just Derek's, but the surrounding towns and even the surrounding states. It's just been overwhelming, and we've had support from Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, Darren McFadden, Tyler Wilson, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and many more that have just supported us, as well as local businesses like doing giveaways and all kinds of things to rally behind the Outlaws. And we just need all the support that we can get, and we need everybody to keep voting every single day up until October 24th. And you can vote you can go to our Facebook. We have a link there. We have links all over our social media, or you can go to FridayNight5GLights.com and click Derek's High School, and you can vote there. You can vote from every email you got one time a day, and we just need to bring this win home.
All right. So just so to make sure everybody understands, the way you vote is by going to Derek's and putting your email address in, and that's a vote. And
yes,
every day for every email address you have, you can vote one time per email address.
Yes, one time per email address. So if you have 10 emails, you can enter 10 votes or however many emails you've got. It's on the Friday Night 5G Lights page. We have a Derek's High School landing page. That's what they call it. And all you got to do is enter your email and click vote, and that's one vote for Derek's. So it's very easy, and we just need to spread the word to everybody that we can. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors. Just get the word out to vote for us.
Okay. Well, you've already been a part of some success through this program to get to the final 25. And tell us a little bit about Friday night at the ball game. What happened there? And how that went.
Oh, it was amazing. Friday night we had a T-Mobile sponsored tailgate and a $25,000 check presentation at halftime. So T-Mobile came in and they decked out our tailgate. We also had the community rally together and host every individual and businesses and anybody that wanted. They hosted their own tailgate, and we set up tents all on the track. We had a game ball delivered by AeriVac, so that was very neat and amazing. I've never seen anything like it. And at halftime, we actually got presented with a $25,000 check just for making it into the top 25 in this contest. And that, as well as in the previous stage of this contest, we got recognized and we received a $5,000 check. So in total, we've received about $30,000 for our football field during this contest. And that in itself is, more than we could ever ask for. But, we came this far, and we're trying to get the million.
Yep. Well, and that's just great. But it's so great that you've already been able to do this. And, one of the things that I see in this area and all over the state and, even wider than that, is the support you're receiving from, maybe rival schools even. People that are all over the state are getting behind the Outlaws and voting for the Outlaws to win this. So much so that some of your competitors are think he'd cry and foul.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's so overwhelmingly positive. And it's just like all of the state is coming together to rally behind us. Like you said, our rival schools are having their students vote every single day. And honestly, that it means the world to us. And at the end of the day, we feel like we've already won. I mean, it's just amazing to see the communities coming together. And that's all we could ask for. They don't, our competitors don't understand what Arkansas can do when we rally together. And I just want to prove them wrong. And so we just got to keep the momentum going and just keep getting everybody on board with this and behind the Outlaws.
Well, sounds good. So one more time, I'm just going to go over this. You know, the way you vote is you go to Friday night, I mean, T-Mobile, Friday nights, FN 5GL, and look for Dirks, and you can vote there. But the easiest way to do it is just look for a link. It's going to be on the Dirks Outlaw Facebook page. It's on the Southwest Arkansas Sportsbook Facebook page. It's on my personal Facebook page. It's on KQN 92.1 Facebook page. So plenty of places to find it. Very simple process. You just click that link. You have to click three things because you got to put your email address in. Then you have to say you're a human and click one more time and you're done.
So. Yes, it's so simple. And also we have, if you come across a flyer, we have QR codes around everywhere. And all you got to do is bring up your camera on your phone and point to the flyer with your camera open and it'll bring up the link and you can just click on that link and it'll go straight to our landing page. You don't have to type anything in the search bar. It'll just go straight to our voting page. So it's pretty simple. And if anybody has any questions at all, you can message me. You can message anybody from Derek's and I guarantee you they'll point you in the right direction.
And if you see Jeff Tuttle driving around, he's got that QR code on the back of his truck. So
I do as well. As well.
So you can get it anywhere. It's, there's no reason not to go vote. Go out and help our fellow Southwest Arkansans get the Dirks Outlaws this $1 million. We appreciate you so much, Crystal, for taking the time to talk to us, and we're going to spread the word, and we're voting every day.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to everybody that's voting for us, and we're just so grateful for this opportunity and the support. So thank you. Go Outlaws.
Anyway, anything else you guys want to bring up before we get out of here?
I think we pretty much covered it.
All right.
And then some.
Sounds good to me. We'll get out of here. Anyway, we appreciate everybody listening to us. I hope you're enjoying what we're doing. Thank you to all our sponsors. They're the greatest. We couldn't do it without them. And just want to especially mention the kids, because that's who we do it for, and we're pulling for you every week. And get out there and do your best, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.